I live my philosophy. I set a lofty example of who and what I am. This example is the richest bequest I can leave. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the instant illumination. I live my philosophy. How many of us can say we live our philosophy? Do you really live what you believe? Do mothers and fathers live what they believe? Do parents live what they believe? Or do they say one thing and then act in another way? Unfortunately, that's quite often what the case is. When mothers and fathers live their philosophy, what happens to the children? When mothers and fathers live their philosophy, what happens to the children?
They follow.
Go ahead.
They follow.
Go ahead.
They follow the parents.
They follow the parents, yeah. Yeah, you almost drowned on that one. They follow the parents. When mothers and fathers live their philosophy, the children follow their parents. Are the parents a good example? When the parents live and follow their philosophy, they are. Do the children have a good example following their parents who live and follow their philosophy? They should, if their philosophy is any good. If their philosophy is harmonious with the world in which they live. You know, philosophy covers many, many areas. It covers many, many areas that we think about. And philosophy is a very important thing for our life. And we, unfortunately, don't give it much credit. I have so many people who ask me, what do I do? And I say, I'm a philosopher. And they say, "What do you?" And I teach philosophy. Well, whose philosophy do you teach? And I said, my own. And they said, oh, okay. Because they expect me to say some great philosopher. Now, I haven't had time to be great yet. You know, maybe my day will come too and I'll be great. But I doubt that. My day will come when people live in a harmonious way with one another and everybody says that is their philosophy. They're not following me or Buddha. They're not following Plato or Socrates. They're not following anybody else. They're following their own philosophy. Now, their philosophy may be made up of the wisdom of Socrates and Plato. Their philosophy may be made up of St. Thomas Aquinas. Their philosophy may be made up of the Buddha or the Jesus or whomever. But the thing is, it's their philosophy. Now, if the parents are living in the world and enjoying a harmonious life, then you let them be, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
When Rex has found a napkin and he is tearing it to shreds and having a great time here, we just let him be. Because if we didn't want him to tear the napkin, he would not have found it, would he?
That's correct.
Because we would have put it away. But we saw him taking it and we saw that he was going to enjoy it. Now, what is Rex's philosophy?
Be myself and having fun.
Oh, you're so right. Who ever heard of a dog being itself and having fun? Every single person who lives. Every single person who lives on the face of the earth. We have a little statement that my sister had sent me on the email from about a dog and about its owner. We'll read it to you one time. And in that, it describes how the dog is not the slightest bit concerned about the owner's problems or the owner's life or the owner's needs or the owner's whatever. The dog is only interested in giving love and receiving love. If whatever it can he interprets as love, then he's perfectly happy. Now, how about us? I live my philosophy. I set a lofty example of who and what I am. What lofty example do I set for myself? Being myself and having fun. This example is the richest bequest I can have. Why is that? The richest bequest I can leave to humanity. Being myself and having fun. Because if other people will look at my life and they'll say, hey, that's cool. That's very nice. His being himself and having fun was really enjoyable.
Oh.
He not only worked, he played, he did everything that delighted him. And when, that's okay, Rex. He wants another napkin. Or that too. And so whatever turns people on, whatever makes people happy, this is their delight. Now, do you have to have everything to make you happy? Or does everything that you have make you happy? If we live our life based upon being ourselves and having fun, we have created everything we have in our life, we have created everything that exists, and we are having a great time. And in having this great time, what are we doing?
Being ourselves and having fun.
Or being ourselves and having fun. I live my philosophy. Can you say that you live your philosophy?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
We always do.
I was enjoying Sylvia here. She looks at me, and she's shaking her head from left to right, and she's saying, we always do. Now, we have to be careful about that. I got on to Ingeborg for that, too. When she's shaking her head left to right, we always do, which means you don't. Now, Ellen, how do you shake your head when you say something like that?
We always do, up and down.
And what about this, we always do?
We do not.
It almost feels uncomfortable to shake your head up and down, yeah. We always do. One shake saying we always do, going down, up and down, is adequate. It's wonderful. Now, why do you always live and follow your own philosophy? Why do you live your own philosophy? Ellen, why do you live your own philosophy?
Because I like me, and because I like me, I follow that what I believe about myself.
And Ingeborg, why do you live your own philosophy? Don't copy somebody else's comments unless you want to. But why do you live your own philosophy?
Because I know this is the best routine I can make for
okay.
myself.
And Sylvia, why do you live your own philosophy?
Because there's only me.
And why do you live your own philosophy?
Because I know and I like me.
And Rex, why do you live your own philosophy? And I'm going to interpret for Rex here. He says, because it's being myself and having fun. My philosophy is totally being myself and having fun. Isn't that what you said, Rex? Isn't that what you said? Yeah. I thought that's what you said. Yes, I thought that's what you said. Being myself and having fun. And he's on his second napkin now. And he's just having a ball. And as Ellen said, he probably would like to go and get a drink of water, but the thing is, Ellen has him trained here not to go into the bathroom when the other dogs are there because he disturbs them, gets them all excited because he is such a free spirit. Well, being yourself and having fun, better late than never, is always a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Being yourself and having fun. I live my philosophy because that's who I am. I live my philosophy. I set a lofty example of who and what I am by standing up very firmly for whatever it is that I am, whatever it is I believe about myself. It doesn't make any difference what it is. I don't, so to speak, bend over for anybody. I just always stand firmly for what I know is what I believe. And this example is the richest bequest I can leave. They say, Ellen, what monument are you going to leave when you die? How's the earth going to remember you? Ingeborg, how is the earth going to remember you? What monument are you going to leave when you die?
No monument, without monument.
Yeah, but how is the earth going to remember you?
As a good soul.
As a good thought. As a good
as
soul.
A good soul.
A good soul. Well, all right. And how are they going to remember you?
I have a good soul.
And you, Sylvia? How will the world remember you? What sort of monument, what sort of example and bequest are you going to leave?
She has been herself and had fun.
Exactly. Oh, she is so smart. She's being herself and having fun. And Rex, are you being yourself and having fun? Are you being yourself and having fun? You sure are. And you're the most beautiful being that could ever have fun and be itself. He just looks great. And now you think you deserve a treat, huh? Because you're so good. Did you pick up the one that was by your head? Yes, you did. So, I live my philosophy. And my philosophy is to have fun. My philosophy is to enjoy myself. My philosophy is just to be myself and have fun, because there's nothing else that really matters. But, yeah, I gave Esther a couple of puppy treats, and Esther pretended to eat them herself. She's good. And Rex said, "Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He lives his philosophy, and he's a happy boy." So think of these things now, because these are things that are going to change your life and going to embellish your life and make your life into something really fantastic if you give it a chance. So much, I live my philosophy. Instant illumination here in Capo, California. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.